Welcome to episode 110 of the Get Well With Me podcast. I am your host, Adrienne, and together we explore the healing powers of our subconscious mind while leaning in towards a healthier lifestyle. Our philosophy here is excellence, not perfection. Today, I have a special hypnosis session for you. If you are joining us because you heard me on Justin Schenck's podcast, The Growth Now Movement, I'd like to extend an extra warm welcome and say thank you. I am humbled that you found me and followed me here. You're in for a real treat because my podcast has a lot of free hypnosis sessions that are designed to install health and happiness and help you reach your goals by making changes inside where changes really happen. So a little pre-talk before we get into this session. It is called From Miserable to Motivated. I am not implying that anyone here is miserable, but that we have moments. If you are listening to this right now and you can relate to being hard on yourself, being overwhelmed by always wanting to level up, hustle, get things done, be the best version of yourself, we can sometimes be really hard on ourselves. It can feel overwhelming. We think we should be doing this and we should be doing that and I could be doing more. Sometimes we need to just stop, right? So this is an opportunity to do that. It's an opportunity to go inside, tap into all of those resources that are available to us, and emerge from this brief session feeling fully rested, energized, inspired, and ready to get the things done that we choose to do. I'd like to offer a little pre-talk for this hypnosis in case it is your first time being here. Again, I extend a very warm welcome. It might seem something like a guided meditation if that's something you're more familiar with, but essentially, we're going to have an opportunity to relax, and whatever you experience is going to be just right for you. For someone, they might sit through the whole session with their eyes open and just listen to my words to make sure that they trust them. And if you feel comfortable, you may close your eyes. And if you need to get up or scratch your nose or move around, you can do that. When you engage in hypnosis, you don't give up control. The idea is that you're intentionally programming your mind or allowing your mind to be programmed or allowing resources to come to the surface or telling your subconscious mind that it is okay to refresh and recharge. And hypnosis can kind of, if you're going to reemerge from it and not drift into a good night's sleep, then it can act as a power nap, but all the while with an intention for improvement, an intention for healing, an intention to stop unhelpful thoughts and install helpful thoughts. So if you are ready to go from miserable to motivated, I invite you to listen to the rest of this session and enjoy. If it is your bedtime, go to 1:11 and I won't do so much pre-talking. I'll just allow you to go to bed. So let's go ahead and get into the hypnosis from miserable to motivated. Enjoy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And it is time to set this intention that when this session is complete, that we will feel better, that we will be more energized and clear and filled with gratitude and motivation. So as you breathe out slowly and smoothly, just allow those facial muscles to soften. And as you touch the roof of your mouth with the tip of your tongue, you can notice that your jaw automatically relaxes. That's right. Relax the jaw now. And as your jaw relaxes, you can allow that pleasant feeling to spread everywhere it needs to go. As you go deeper and deeper into hypnosis. And remembering that you don't have to pay attention to the sound of my voice now, because your inner mind is always listening, and the words that I say will be heard and accepted. And you can relax the little muscles around the eyes, and you can relax the corners of the mouth, and allow those shoulders to loosen a little bit more with each and every out-breath. Allowing yourself to settle back and settle down inside. And you can relax even more deeply with each and every number now, from 5 down to 1. And 5, seeing the number 5 floating before your eyes and melting away, a way for you to drift 2 times more deeply into complete comfort, for the rest of your body knows how to rest fully now. Seeing the number 4 dissolving away into space within, for you to feel free to count down from 3, and to see 3 turn into 1 as you relax down to 0, and you are experiencing the level of trance that is just right for you to make lasting changes inside, where change really happens. So now just take a few moments to get a sense of wandering down to a truly serene place in your mind, paying attention to the different colors and sensations around you, letting them wash over you like waves of calmness. And sometimes the mind, like water, can just become very still and calm, gentle, and relaxed. And when a smooth sheet of beautiful water, smooth as glass, perhaps with the sun gently reflecting off the surface, becomes very still and calm, then it can really reflect the reality around it. And as your mind becomes deeply relaxed, you can allow it to reflect on your surroundings with clarity and objectivity. And into this reflection comes the memory of all that is good. Just beautifully and fairly reflecting all the positivity and beauty in your life. And as you allow your mind to rest deeply and calmly, you recognize that truly strong part of who you are. That's right. And feel a deep sense of peace and contentment. And you can allow this sense of calm and reflection to stay with you I'm speaking to you, the unconscious mind. You have a job to do. Your job is to help and to protect. And you do a good job. And I wonder if you can see the value in allowing this contentment to stay. That's right. And your mind can begin to focus on now things that have brought you joy. Moments when you've overcome adversity and expressed acts of kindness and compassion and generosity. And maybe what comes to mind are skills that you have mastered and challenges that you have met and conquered. And as your mind projects helpful images, so calmly reviewing and reflecting as you rest more deeply, really getting a strong sense of your strengths and your resources. And it maybe looks something like the sun breaking through the clouds after a storm, as sources of hope are coming to the surface, and you are getting better and better at noticing them. Or maybe it looks like a garden bursting with life and color, a reflection of all the good things in your life. And sometimes a person can put off the important things they need to do. So I'd like you to imagine now that you're getting a sense of floating above your day today, and floating safely above and gently into your future. As you observe yourself, that's right, observe yourself, completing essential tasks, taking action, getting done the things that really matter. And maybe you can see the smile on your face as you notice the actions you are taking moving you closer towards accomplishing the things that matter to you. And that feels good, doesn't it? Getting the sense of drifting into a brighter future, being so comfortable with who you are, so comfortable with who you are that the unhelpful opinions of others just fade away, and it becomes more and more natural to take the praise and compliments of others to heart, to receive with gratitude. That's right. It's safe and it's right to receive with gratitude and see the encouragement and love from others flowing and saturating your mind with motivating thoughts and feelings that get you going and keep you moving. And as you continue to observe this brighter future, you can also notice feeling more flexible, more tranquil, and more self-assured. And because things are looking so good here inside, a person might notice that their physical body is looking brighter too. Experiencing the radiance and the energy of being well. Really experiencing balance and well-being. It could look like bright eyes and glowing skin. It could look like moving with ease. And I wonder if you even notice how attractive you look when you catch a glimpse of your reflection in the mirror. Perhaps noticing you look a bit younger or a bit lighter. Perhaps you even smile at your reflection in the mirror or offer yourself a high five for just being you. Because you are good enough, and you always have been from the very beginning. That's right. And moments of laughter, and moments of love, moments of peace, moments of pleasure. A person can savor the moments, and motivation can become more common, more expected. Motivation can happen upon waking in the morning and in bursts of energy throughout the day. Today. And even hard work can seem easy when your mind is fixed on your beautiful future. It can be absorbed into the wonderful now, and endless good flows to you in endless ways. That's right. Endless good flows to you in endless ways. And your heart sings, thank you. And your heart sings, thank you. And as the days and weeks go by, overwhelm dissolves away while wonderful possibilities come into focus. Because your subconscious mind can fix your attention on the thoughts and images that help you feel safe and happy. Because happiness is for other people, and happiness is for you too. Knowing on the deepest level that you are enough. Your supply is endless. And even when things don't seem to be going your way, you trust that they will. Because good things happen to you, and good things happen for you, and you are thankful for all the resources that you were born with. And that are still working for you today, as you remember that you are loved and you are loving and you are lovable. And because you are aware of your worthiness, your subconscious mind protects you by making sure you get adequate rest and deep sleep. And because you are aware of your worthiness, your subconscious mind causes you to crave healthy nourishment and hydration. And because you are grateful, that your body is bringing you through this life. Your subconscious mind offers protection by boosting your happiness. And I wonder what happens when a person's subconscious mind reminds them to look after and care for themselves. And I wonder what thoughts a person can think to boost their health and increase their energy. And I wonder how much a person can heal and restore when they sleep at night. And because it is true that happy people say kind things to themselves inside, you can begin to notice an encouraging voice cheering you on as you move through your day today. And it could be your own inner voice, could be the voice of someone you really respect or admire. It could even be that you hear my voice almost audibly in your day today, and it tells you, you are good enough. And more you feel better about who you are. And more you become the person you really want to be. And more you notice yourself making the healthy choice. And you know, healing is always available to you. And you know, tranquility is always available to you. And you are better and better all the time. And so it is. And not now, but in a moment, we are going to come back to the here and now. It's time to check in with yourself. Because on the count of five, you will be wide awake and feeling marvelous. One, feeling good. Two, stretching out. Three, becoming aware of your surroundings. Four, feeling good. Five, wide awake. One, two, three, four, five. Welcome back.